Out today, the U.S. Department of Agriculture releasing the January 1st cattle inventory report. And we're joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities as we analyze this. And Tom, this is always a big report. Obviously, we've been watching herd rebuilding in the U.S., and it looks like it is still continuing as we look at this report.
That's exactly right, Leslie. Now, the question is it continuing more than what we thought or at the pace we thought? And that's going to be the interesting thing when we come back Monday to trade the cattle market. If it's not being dominated by late cash trade in our feed yards that takes place this afternoon or something, because the report has a lot of different parts of it that you can get all kinds of different interpretations. The first thing I'll tell you is all categories came in above year-ago levels, which is not a real surprise, but some categories came in higher than what the trade had been looking for. All cattle, the total inventory, came in 3% above a year ago. The trade was looking for about 2% above, so it's a little bit more than expected. That means that we got about 92 million head of cattle out there in our inventory. Now, when you look at some of the major states, we saw Oklahoma with an increase of 7%, Kansas an increase of 6%, Nebraska 3%, and Texas was unchanged versus a year ago. Now, total cows, this includes beef and dairy, they increased by 3%. They was looking for 2.5% increase. That means we got 39.6 million head of total cows out there. Beef cows, they was looking for an increase of 3%. It actually came in 4% higher than a year ago. And you look and you see Texas, Kansas, and Oklahoma all had increases of 4% over a year ago, and Missouri, another big cow state, an increase of 3%. Now, we'll just skip over a few other things. Beef replacements, they came in 3% above a year ago. That's what the trade was looking for. That puts it at 6.29 million head. Steers, 500 pounds and plus, they came in more than expected. 4% above a year ago, it's looking for 1.5%. Calves under 500 pounds, they came in larger than expected. It's looking for 1.5% there also. They also came in at 4% over a year ago. And the 2015 calf crop came in 2% above a year ago. That's what they was looking for, 39.6 million head. So this report, yes, it's negative. Is it more negative than the trade expected, enough to really put a damper on the market? We continue, as Leslie said, to move our number of cattle higher because we continue to build the herd back up after we saw quite the decline that bottomed out in 2014, and we've been building up ever since then. Leslie, I don't know if it's going to influence the market come Monday. The lower close in the futures was not helpful, and as I said, we're still waiting to see what kind of cash trade we see from the feed yards.
I've been joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities with our analysis. Tom, as people, you know, might be looking for more insight or how to market in this kind of situation, how can they reach you?
Leslie, they can give us a call toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Loeffler, Loeffler Commodities, with our analysis of the annual January 1st cattle inventory report from USDA. On the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Leslie Smith.